are listening to the McCarthy Project live from Minnesota, where we have been attacking life and sports since 2001.
Hi, this is Stephen McCarthy, and I'm with Lindsay Berg, and we've been chatting about her coming up to Minnesota this summer. And one of the things that I always wanted to know personally is that when you get to be an Olympian and three-time Olympian, and when you look back on how you got there, the role of summer camps always is a big wonder for parents. They always kind of want to know, is it worth the money? Or, oh, I remember it as such a fun experience when I was a kid. And any under the number of things that when you look at the choosing or the looking at summer camps. So I thought we'd bring Lindsay on today and just talk a little bit about what does she or how does she view summer camps and these short clinics, and what can you expect out of them. So, Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are your thoughts related to the summer clinic, summer camp industry, and how did you view it growing up?
It's an amazing question. To tell you the truth, I did summer camp, and I did them in Hawaii growing up, and once I got to a certain level and my parents wanted to take me on a trip from Hawaii to California, I did a bunch of different ones, Stanford, Santa Barbara, UCLA, when you got to a level that you could be in those college camps. And I think it's huge. I think it's huge in so many different aspects of life. Not only, I mean, I think this is one of the most important, is the people that you meet and the relationships that you develop. And the things that you can learn from other athletes, you make friends. Not alone, you do learn the volleyball, and you'll get coaching from whether it's, say, some college coaches, some college players. And now in this day and age, we have Olympians that are doing this. I just think it's information and experiences that you can't replace. And to me, what it all is about is the experience and moments that you can't take away, and these are things that will help your athlete, your child, grow into the person they're going to be and the volleyball player they're going to be. And I just think these types of things during the summer, camps, clinics, talks, leadership camps, fitness camps, any of these are really going to mold a child into to be the best they can be when they go off to college.
Amazing, because that's the way I viewed summer camps as a kid. Was it was a fun time to get away, you know, and back when we grew up, there weren't as many opportunities to get together with people that were really succeeding at a high level. It was more of, hey, you went and stayed at a cabin and you happened to play basketball or something like that. And really, I think the role that these camps can bring is that you get to actually talk to people that are doing what you're hoping to do, and that you can be encouraged that it is possible. And that you can look at life differently and see these different thoughts, because it really is, looking back, it's such a fun time and a fun experiences. And I remember the camps that I went to, I still could see them. Like, I still see the brochures in my mind, you know, and it's quite fun from that standpoint.
So, for sure. I still have friends that I met at the camps, and there are definitely memories that I still, to this day, remember. Oh, this girl was my roommate at Santa Barbara camp, and I still keep in touch with her. And I just think it's memories and experiences, like I said, that you can't really get doing other things. And it's really a fun time. And as long as you go in there with a positive attitude, know why you're going there is to have a good time, to get a little better at volleyball, to listen to some people that are the best at what they do. I think summer camps are just the way to go.
Cool. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you up here in July. I truly am looking forward to the weekend.
Awesome. Can't wait to be there.